Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends. Already into the second hour of global transmission. Loaded phones are about to go back to your calls. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. More of Bush's driving records have come out, his drunken driving, his automobile accidents. Members of the National Guard up in Alabama say Bush never showed up. They were looking forward to meeting him, this big Politico, they were told. He just never showed up for several years, never saw him. And that's officers talking about that, and that's out of the New York Times, the Associated Press, USA Today. Also, the Texas National Guard is saying they were told in the late 90s to cover up Bush's records by some of the governor's staff. And this is the military saying it. And Bush says, if you talk about this, you're against the Guard. So I guess all these members of the Guard and these administrators and folks, they're against the Guard. I mean, this is the mindless psychology that they use. Don't talk about the government, or you're against every police officer and firefighter. You know, it's just this, the government's perfect, never did nothing wrong, don't criticize nobody. And so we'll get back into that. Also, we'll get back into new drugs to blank out your memories. They say this is real good for you. Cameras that have intelligence, their own intelligence, tracking you and watching your activities. More on human cloning being legalized. Former Iraq ambassador sees decades-long U.S. military presence. Yeah, the original PNAC document said 5 to 10 years. So they lied when they said, oh, the troops, as soon as you get to Baghdad, you'll be coming home. O'Reilly has said again that he was wrong. I was wrong, Fox pundit says. Now they're going to hang Bush out to dry when he's just a puppet. A judge dismisses suit about voting receipts. A congressman had sued, saying there needs to be a record of how you vote. And the judge says, no, having a record of how you vote and having a paper ballot is bad. And the League of Women Voters agrees. They say that, you know, this new system run by the CIA is quite good. Sharon asked Bush for $2 billion for disengagement fence. That's a new term for it. I wish we could have $2 billion for a fence here. Also, dollar tumbles on widening trade deficit and jobless claims rise. But, hey, not when you watch MSNBC or CNBC. They say the economy's doing real good right now. Also, most think truth was stretched to justify Iraq war in a major poll. The truth was stretched? How about it was flagrantly, premeditatedly lied to? Loyola will test blood substitute without patient's consent. The hospitals say, we don't care if you don't want it. You know, hospitals already take your corneas, kill you in many cases, and take your organs. They've been caught doing that. But now we'll just test stuff on you without your consent. It's, who cares if you sue us? We got federal funds. Bush appoints Iran-Contra figure to head up Iraq intelligence probe. Fox guarding the hen house. Iraqis blame U.S. for bomb attacks on Army recruits. Probably true. Mad Vlad urges West and Russia to destroy Islam. Yeah, remember the guy that said he wanted to, Vladimir Verovsky, the guy that wants to nuke the U.S. and all this? Well, now he's our friend and wants to merge with us to get the evil Muslims. And Iraq arms hunt in doubts in 02. USA Today, of course, they knew in 02 that they weren't going to find the weapons. But I still lied to you. But hey, what's the big deal? That's just what they do. And U.S. signals possible use of force over Iran's weapons. May need to go ahead and start that invasion. So, hey, you don't like this war? We've got another war to smokescreen what you have to say. Out of Africa, Kerry prepares response to media probe of relationship. More mindless pap diversions of the Skull and Bones member. And, well, a lot more coming up as evidence of the murder of Diana and Dr. David Kelly comes out. So stay with us. We'll come back, take calls, and then we will get straight back into the news that I just mentioned. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
record cold spells gripping the nation this winter. So much for global warming. Of course, hand in hand with record cold spells usually go record fuel bills for heating. But for thousands of people across the country, there's no record fuel bill. In fact, there's no bill at all. These people have discovered the magic of a warm workshop without the cost by burning waste oil with a waste oil heater kit from Herald Electric. We all enjoy having a comfortable shop in the winter months to work in, and a waste oil heater from Herald Electric can turn your waste oil from a liability into an incredibly efficient and economical way to heat your workshop. The waste oil heater burns clean. So clean, in fact, that there's absolutely no visible smoke while it's running. There's no expensive maintenance, and the waste oil heaters from Herald Electric are easy to operate. With heating costs skyrocketing in the past couple of years, adding a waste oil heater in your shop makes perfect sense. And with a waste oil heater kit you build yourself from Herald Electric, it's easy. To learn more, visit wasteoilheater.net. That's www.wasteoilheater.net or call 1-800-541-8910. Call Herald Electric today and work in comfort tomorrow. Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, I'm going to go ahead and say this now so I don't forget to do it. Mark's been running this show off and on for, what, 4 years? And he's going to be leaving Minnesota and coming back down to Texas. Here in the next few weeks, I want to tell Mark he's done a great job. It's been good working with him. He's his last day is next week. And again, the way I operate, I'll end up forgetting to say bye to him on the air. So good job, Mark, and good knowing you, and Godspeed. Mark's been working at this network since he was, what, like 16? And now he's 20-something, and he's going to be down here going to college. He tells me he's not going to miss the 6 foot of snow. Hey, it's bad down here in Austin. We had freezing rain this morning. I might see that every 2 or 3 years, so it'll be a little bit closer to the equator. All right, let's get back to the calls. Let's talk to Brock in Canada, then Wilfredo and Dennis John and others. Brock, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Hello.
If we were to put it in a nutshell, the reason that we went into Iraq and Afghanistan and possibly Iran and Syria, is it mainly oil and oil contracts?
Well, look, we have the PNAC documents written by Dick Cheney, Rumsfeld, Richard Pearl, Paul Wolfowitz, and others, and they say that, number one, it's about using Iraq as a new military base to attack Syria and Iran, to not to restrict the amount of oil coming out of Iraq, thus boosting prices. See, it's not just selling the oil, it's controlling the oil, having that monopoly, and now they've cut the Russians off from pipelines through Afghanistan. Now they can have those pipelines. So it's about controlling a commodity and creating artificial scarcity. They've got the left out there putting out false reports about peak oil, saying we're running out of oil, which is a total fraud. We have enough in one field in Alaska to run the U.S. for 100 years, by the way. Enough coal to run us for thousands of years just here in the U.S. So it's a fraud. We can get clean burning fuels off corn, you name it. So they're going to tell you there's a scarcity of oil over the years, monopolize it, control it, and continue to frustrate new technological developments. So it's about controlling resources, but to do that, they've got to have Iraq as a base to invade other countries. And if they invade other countries, maybe blow something else up, say that Syria or Iran got the nukes from the Pakistani scientists, which they, of course, financed to do this. That is our own government. Then they can make us forget about military records and skull and bones and open borders and gun control.
Well, I guess the next stage is this. I think this roadmap to peace in Israel is a total and complete and absolute farce.
Well, yeah. I mean, look, it's like Waco when the tanks are pumping in CS gas and ramming down whole sections of the building. I mean, at the back of the building, they destroyed, you know, thousands of square feet, running over dead bodies. They had machine gunned. While the bullhorns said, this is not an assault, this is not an assault. So they go, roadmap to peace, intensify bombing, intensify. It's a joke.
Well, if the whole idea to control that area, too, and just have the, you know, the globalists are a bunch of evil psychopaths, and is it all about UN population control?
It is. They've got to get, look, thanks for the call. Let me boil this down for people. When they sit around in Bilderberg group meetings and high-level CFR and trilateral commission meetings, and the Committee of 300 are the main ones that steer this, and again, the Committee of 300 are all members of these other groups, what do they talk about? What's their main mission? This is what they say. This is how they rationalize putting viruses in the vaccines and poison in the water and genetically engineering the food crops where they don't produce seeds the next year to monopolize the food supply. We've got to be more ruthless than anybody else out there. Why do we have to do this? Well, because we've got to be more ruthless than anyone else because they're going to be ruthless. And we've got to protect the brain trust and the future of humanity. And to do that, we've got to create a world government with no sovereign nations controlled by an iron fist because of all this new genetic engineering and the proliferation of weapons of mass destruction. We'll all be destroyed if we don't create a world government now. And so we've got to be ruthless and vicious and lie and cheat and, of course, be in total power and control, which we can't stand doing, but somebody's got to do it. That's the mindset. So any, quote, rogue nation, whether it's a dictator or a good country bad, that doesn't matter to them. They just want control, and they want control over you individually so they can slow down technological development on the technological, societal, industrial, pharmacological fourth wave level that we're on. They need to freeze or massively slow the development of civilization while they build highly advanced technocracy piers or spires behind national security envelopes and then use the life extension technologies, all the new systems, for the power elite. They say that they can't give $6.5 billion of us this, and you know they're just going to hoard it all for themselves. And then those that accept that argument go, yeah, we've got to do it. Well, look at who the elite is, a bunch of inbred people on power trips that make Nero look sane. Power corrupts absolute, power corrupts absolutely. So, you know, they have this argument that they sell to MIT professors and that they sell to their nuclear physicist and their level 5 bioweapons lab folks at Groom Lake, and this is why we're doing all this. And yes, you know, it's horrible to see what we're doing and be involved in this, but the ends justifies the means. And they said it. I mean, the future will be compact cities, implantable microchips in you, tracking everything you do, forced drugging at birth, different classes of people, a ruling elite who's not all drugged out and hopped up and brainwashed, and then the one-child policy worldwide, and they want to kind of, peacefully restrict birth that way while killing off third-world populations through vaccines and the food supply. Now, I mean, that's the system. You want to know what they're doing and their whole rationale. It's we've got to be more evil than anybody else because somebody else will be ruthless and they'll get control of the system and then it's all over for us. The problem is to create the global crisis, just like they created World War One to give you the League of Nations. That failed, so World War Two was bigger on a wider scale to give you the UN. And now they can say, see, these sovereign countries are threatening world peace. We've got to have world government, world taxation to help the poor and the AIDS program that's really to kill third world. When you look at what they're doing, they're proliferating the weapons. They're proliferating biological disasters. They're doing all this to create the crises so they can then offer their solution, an even bigger clamp down on humanity. Now, what I just gave you is the heart of the New World Order. It's what it's all about. It's information that is at the center of their program. You have their program. You have their operation now. You have their system. Okay, let's go ahead and take another call. Wilfredo in New Jersey, go ahead. Wilfredo, it's good to have you on the broadcast with us. Are you there?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, I'm not afraid. I'm somebody else. I'm Mike from Texas.
Okay, buddy, go ahead.
How do you fit in the scenario happening with the coming economic collapse, as well as the 2000 signing of a friendship treaty between China and Russia, then them doing nuclear testing exercises, and then the terrorism happening here with the Constitution being suspended and all that?
Well, look, you have the international corporations that are bigger than any one government that control the governments through payoffs and loans. And whether it's China or Russia or England or the U.S. or Argentina, all the same policies, the same biometric ID cards, the same police training, the same type of propaganda and media mind-washing, it's all unified. Russia's controlled by the globalists, China's controlled by the globalists, Europe is, the U.S., you do have different power blocks within this global mafia who occasionally fight for control, but that's why the big bankers are good at playing different power blocks off against each other to maintain their monopoly of power. So it's just like Bush and Kerry, both skull and bones, both cousins. It's not even a real presidential election. Same thing with China and Russia and the U.S. They're all in bed together.
Well, one more thing is... Well, I'm trying to figure out how this country is just going to vanish because there's no trace of it in the Old and New Testament whatsoever.
What are you trying to find?
Oh, I'm just trying to figure out a scenario how it's going to happen. There's no mention of America in the Bible, Old or New Testament.
Well, I mean, that's up to interpretation. That's why I just stick to the news and the information and cover what's happening there, because the danger is you've got most of the preachers in America are bought and paid for by the government, and they're putting out this false paradigm of, oh, we should rejoice the chips are coming out, we should rejoice that there's all this tyranny because that means the rapture is about to happen, and let's just go along with it, and the microchip isn't bad, and forced abortion isn't bad in China, and this is now the new Christianity.
I guess they said that the rapture was going to happen before the Second World War, and the Second World War happened, and 50 million people died during that period.
Well, more than that, and Chinese Christians always think it's the rapture, and people in Africa think it's the rapture, really it's a big cop-out. Regardless of whether the rapture's today or 100 years from now, I'm going to fight tyranny, I'm going to warn people, I'm going to fight evil. But you got a bunch of Christians that just love it, and they're sucking their thumbs, when there's a new world leader on the scene, the Pat Robertsons of the world will tell them that this is Jesus, he has come, and they will worship him. Thank you for the call. That's what I see shaping up in the media. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer, we did some two-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 2002 to January of 2004, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than a euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than a euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 2002, gold spot was 283. January of 2004, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving, equities are treading water, to say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven, physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself, protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive, but it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69, and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, back from 9 to midnight Central. We're here, folks. All right, let's try to go to Ann and Dennis and John and Michael and Reverend Martin, and then I'm going to get back into news, and we've got more guests coming up and more news. Let's go to Ann in Colorado. Ann, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Alex, I am a non-vaccinated home birth and mother of four boys whose husband is watching your 9/11 tape as we speak. Just took the red pill, Alex. what I want to know, basically, is what do we do besides, knowledge? Knowledge is power. We know that. What do we do? just learn as much as we can.
Well,
I've
never seen such an awakening as is taking place right now, and we've got to awaken others, because we all know that we're not going to change America through John Kerry or George Bush or Albert Gore or Howard Dean or any of these people.
Right.
We're going to change America through our hearts and minds and then putting that into action.
Mm-hmm.
The globalists didn't build the New World Order overnight. We're not going to defeat it overnight. But if we stand up and do the right thing and say no to their system, there is nothing they can do. They will fail.
Well, it just seems like, you know, something's got to come down from heaven to stop all this. It's so huge, you know, and I sit and think, you know, what is there going to be a revolution? Or, you know, are people going to actually stand up and fight?
Okay, take your time, Ann. Do you have cameras up on the street corners?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, you can get the documents. They're all over the place. Those are federal, part of DARPA.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to your city council, get enough people involved. If people even took action, you could get those cameras removed. If there's other stuff going on in your town, you could educate people about the Second Amendment. You could educate them about vaccinations. You could educate them about homeschooling. You could get people out of the system, wake people up. There's so much you can do. You've got to pick one enemy you're going to fight or a few issues you're going to go after and go after those issues.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean,
I've defeated legislation in this state just because I took action and got folks motivated. I've, you know, helped send people to jail who are corrupt. I know the power of taking action.
Mm-hmm.
And so you just have to take action. Sounds to me like you already are. Sounds to me like your children aren't going to be damaged by this system, that they're already going to have a better foundation than the ravaged youth of today.
Well, it is a huge obligation, huge, to try and raise your kids out of the system.
Well, I think that right there is you're doing more than 99% of people.
Well, God help us. I hope so. Thank you very much, Alex.
Hey, thank you, Ann. I appreciate that call. Let's talk to Dennis in Missouri. Dennis, go ahead.
I'd like to comment on the fraudulent skull and bones election. You know, you saying what a fraud it was. I was listening to the Charlie Rose show last night, and I know you don't care about Howard Dean, but they have done media has done a complete blackout. They did act like he doesn't even exist as a candidate anymore. And I've been listening to stuff over the Internet, and I see a huge awakening of people. A lot of people are angry because they're realizing just how fraudulent this election is. I mean, it's so out in the open.
Yeah, it's not just the electronic voting machine companies, publicly run by the CIA, engaged in total fraud, their own engineers going public, vice presidents of companies being convicted felons for computer crimes, wireless receivers and transmitters in them, federal courts saying no voting record, ha, ha, ha. I'm going to get to that later. I mean, it's not just that. Now we have two cousins from the same satanic cult as your presidential candidate.
Well, also in Washington, I looked at on the Internet, and there was actually fraud going on. A person found some fraud in two or three precincts.
Sir, I've got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of mainstream articles where they catch them stealing elections.
Well, I think this is another one of those elections that's a complete joke, so that's just my opinion. But
but again, everybody's so focused on the top of the pyramid. The power is in your town and your city. By the way, I have articles today, three more big cities, good-sized towns, throughout the Patriot Act.
That's great.
And I'm not talking about New York and St. Paul from earlier this week. Three more.
I agree with you, man. You've met me. I met you up here in Kansas City, and that's all I got to comment on.
Well, good to hear from you.
And I think we're winning, regardless of what the media says.
Well, that's it. You've got to realize that's an enemy propaganda arm. When Peter Jennings says we all love tyranny, and Sean Hannity says every child needs a microchip, and cameras in the schools are good, I mean, just remember that our troops didn't listen to Tokyo Rose on the radio going, "You die, G.I. You never see sweetheart." There's no way to do. What do the Borg say? Resistance is futile. Resistance is futile. No, resistance isn't futile, except for you, because evil always loses. It always destroys itself. The New World Order is going to hell. Guaranteed. They are going down into the pit. Guaranteed. It's already a fact. We've already won. Ha ha!
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer, we did some two-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 2002 to January of 2004, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than the euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than the euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 2002, gold spot was 283. January of 2004, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving, equities are treading water, to say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven, physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself, protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
Whether you live in the country or simply dream about living in the country, Countryside and Small Stock Journal is the magazine for you. You'll learn how to make cheese, sausage, wine, soap, and more. Build a cider press, a year-round greenhouse, or even your own home. Raise and care for poultry, rabbits, sheep, and goats, and cook delicious meals from scratch with food grown in your own backyard. With Countryside, you'll learn handy gardening tricks, how to save money, old-time skills, what's new in alternative energy, how to be healthier and happier by living a simpler, more stress-free life. And if you act now, we'll send you a sample issue absolutely free. Just call 1-800-551-5691. We'll rush you the latest issue of Countryside without cost or obligation. That's 1-800-551-5691 to get your free issue. If you like what you see, pay the invoice and enjoy Countryside for a full year. If you decide it's not for you, simply write cancel on the invoice, but keep the magazine just for taking a look. It's as simple as that. Get ready to live the good life and call 1-800-551-5691 or visit our website at www.countrysidemag.com.
Hey boys, Valentine's Day is coming. Why wait until Valentine's Day to surprise her? Visit flowershop.com and send her flowers today. Nothing says romance like roses, and at flowershop.com we know roses. We also know carnations, lilies, snapdragons, and gladiolas. We know flowers. We know the excitement that is created when a flower delivery person arrives in an office carrying a bouquet of flowers. The anticipation grows as everyone tries to guess who the lucky recipient is. And the joy and pride when the flowers are placed on her desk. We also know the envy of those at the desk as the flowers pass by. So don't wait until you're supposed to send flowers. Send them today and tell her you couldn't wait to tell her, I love you. So when you need to send flowers, remember flowershop.com. It's only natural. Call 1-800-627-0046. That's 1-800-627-0046. Or visit flowershop.com today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we'll go right back to your calls on this Open Line Friday and then back into more news here in just a few minutes. You know, I've just been thinking a lot lately about, well, about death. I mean, it's not really that scary, is it? We're all going to die. I mean, I think of how many members of my family, people I love so much, who have died just in the last few years, and they're gone. And their short lives are here no more, but they're still alive in our hearts and minds and in our memories and the works that they did in their life, the families they raised. Their stamp goes on through all of us. And before you know it, you can be 25 years old out there. Before you know it, you're going to be a grandpa, if you're lucky. When you look back on your life, is it all just going to be filled with soap operas and football games and topless bars and bass fishing and, you know, feeding your own animal instincts? Or would you have created anything, done anything, added something to the world, stood up against tyranny, helped widows and orphans, you know, engaged in real charity? Because that bumper sticker that's on the back of people's cars, I've seen it many times, that says the man who dies with the most toys wins, or the girl who dies with the most toys wins, That is such a fraud. Everybody who's studied history knows that the person who dies wins, who stood up for righteousness, who did the right thing, who sacrificed for the greater good of their fellow man. I mean, the great commandment, do unto others as you'd have them do unto you, is not a, frankly, I don't even see it as a cross to bear. It is a great opportunity that God has given us. I mean, what type of world will we have if we have loving, compassionate, strong, dedicated people with real values and real intelligence and real creativity who are daring to explore and push the envelope of exploration? In the past, that's what built Western civilization. The rock stars were the scientists and the thinkers and the pastors and the people who died fighting against, you know, impossible odds, but through their sacrifice, incredible things happened. And I look at the scam, the lemon, the desecrated system we've been sold of do as thou wilt and only care about yourself and eat, drink, and be merry because tomorrow we die. When you have that type of attitude, the world around you turns into a hell. When everybody stops caring and when everybody stops caring about the facts and stops caring about politicians lying and stops caring about the government doing something bad to your neighbors, when that starts to happen, things race downhill very quickly. And that's why the globalists don't want us helping our neighbors, don't want us mistrusting the government, they want us all isolated in little pockets, watching our televisions, not even knowing who our neighbors are. We've got to change that. We've got to be leaders. And we've got to face the horror of the New World Order and face just how wicked it is. I don't have words to describe to you my daily research, reading legislation, reading government documents, reading the news stories, integrating the information, just how wicked the globalists are. But look at history. Look at all the horrible things that the Japanese, the Chinese, the Indians, the Persians, the Romans, the Greeks, the Germans, the Druids, the Aztecs, the Mayans, the Toltecs. The norm in history has been bloodthirsty elites institutionalizing the predatory pinning like livestock animals of the general public and using us for their own sport and enjoyment. And you know what? That's happening again right now. And you better see through it. You better look around you. You better realize what's happening because we're on the edge. We're on the razor's edge. We're on the precipice. And now that we're at the precipice, I see a shudder going through the body politic. I see a lot of people smelling the stench of rotten humanity under the floorboards. Well, instead of running out of the room, because we can't get out of this room, we can't get off this planet until we die, we got to pull up the floorboards. And we've got to face what's under them. And really, the globalists have psychologically inoculated us to this new world order. They've taken the rotten corpse out. They've set it in an easy chair next to us. And they've dumped a bottle of perfume on it. And it smiles at us with worms coming out of it, telling us how good it is. If you had eyeballs, if you had discernment, if your soul had anything but darkness in it, you would recognize what's looking at you from 6 inches away. Ah! Look, for me to fight the New World Order, people every day, oh, your courage, oh, you're so wonderful, oh, you're so good. Folks, I'm just an average person that knows what evil is, and I don't like it, and I feel threatened by it. And, a dog will bark at somebody, at something that's evil, but something that's threatening. And, a dog will attack it if it moves forward. I mean, I'm no better than my dog, people. I see some threatening, wicked, sickening system. I'm just a normal person with normal, God-given programming, and I vomit at the sight of this New World Order. I mean, I can't deviate. I can't stop what I'm doing. I am far beyond driven. And you don't know what the New World Order is until you are far beyond driven. I am far beyond driven. There is... I'm like a river, just water, going towards my destination. I can't stop. I would never stop. People all the time, you walk up to me I was at the pet store. Guy walks over. Grocery store happens everywhere. Mr. Jones, I've got all these degrees, and I've researched what you have to say, and I know it's true, but aren't you worried about being audited? Aren't you worried about them killing you, aren't you? And I go, well, don't you understand that the idea, the mindset that you have, sir, that everybody has this mindset, and that allows the bullies to run rampant, that allows the evil to increase and increase and increase? Because that's why evil increases and waxes so bad when you lay down to it, because you'll have one evil person, and then they get removed by another evil person, and then only the most evil can maintain the positions of power. It's an automatic synthesis of wickedness. It's an automatic race to the ultimate level of evil. Power corrupts absolute, power corrupts absolutely. I mean, it's a fact. It's like gravity. It's the law of nature, as our founding father said. And so when we're all cowering and afraid and, oh, I better not speak out, they might get on a list. When you act like that, as Alexander Solzhenitsyn said, you ensure your enslavement. The New World Order could have a gun to my head right now and could say, you know, shut up, stop doing what you're doing, we're going to blow your head off. I mean, I've had those phone calls before. And I mean, automatically, I intensify what I'm doing. It doesn't even take a willing to do it. It's just automatic. Because as the force of the New World Order grows, our power is growing. Don't you understand that? That when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Lord will lift up a standard against it. And you are that standard. And you're all feeling the calling. You're feeling it in your soul, your mind, your heart, your very fiber. And the reason you're afraid and frustrated and freaked out is because you haven't given in to God. You haven't surrendered to God. And when you surrender to God, He will take you. And then, that's a great comfort, my friends. And you will be used however God wants to use you. But you know what? You gotta let God use you. And you gotta ask God to fashion you, and you gotta do it. Or it's over for this society. Again, there's nothing I can describe. Just the roiling, stinking New World Order and just the level of evil rising around us. It's off the Richter scale. And you know what? This is only the first wave of the storm. It gets a lot worse. Elites go into this type of psychosis in every case, and they've done it. They're completely possessed by the spirit of wickedness that drives them. I mean, how else could they operate? You can't commit evil act after evil act, and either you get depressed and your conscience comes in and you go the opposite direction out of wickedness, or at a certain point of no return, it's like a black hole. These people have just been sucked into it, and the pressures get worse and worse, and they totally commit themselves to it. They're like antimatter compared to the rest of the universe. But understand, as their force increases, and it is growing, I can see it, as it launches more and more salvos and more directions with more and more synchronistic operations, there is going to be more resistance. And the New World Order hates us because they see in us everything they've lost, everything they could never be. And they see the hell they've already created for themselves. All right, I don't want to get too esoteric or into philosophy here, but if you can't feel the evil, if it doesn't make you burn with a desire to smash it, then let me tell you, you're with the enemy. I can hardly contain my disgust, my the push I feel against this. My wish that I could do more. My wish that I could be more effective. My total encompassing desire is to see you wake up. And I mean really wake up. All right, before we go back to these calls and the news, I've made 10 films, and they're real good. They're very informative, very scary. It gives you a glimpse into the full-scale system we're facing. They're interconnected. They don't just focus on one issue. They show you the overarching architecture of the New World Order. You need to have them. You need to have all 10 of the videos. You need to get them. You need to make copies of them. You need to get them out to people. I don't know how I'm supposed to convince you to do this, to take action. Please get them. Please make copies. And this is the best tool I've found. Most of the people that see them are waking up, and so how could you turn down something that's working this good? You've heard the listeners talk about it. I just thank God, and I hope God will help me make even better films, but I just, you need to get the videos, and you need to order them now. You need to call right now. You need to call 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704, or 1-888-253-3139, or InfoWars.com, or PrisonPlanet.com. The films are $25.95 apiece, $20 when you order three or more. And I've written a book and published a book and carry some other great items at the website. You know, Mark Twain said in the beginning, a patriot is a scarce man, hated and feared, but in time when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. And what's the saying? A coward dies 1,000 deaths, but a patriot, a hero, only dies once. I mean, you know, I'm sorry for the evil things I've done. We've all got problems. We're living in a very evil society. And once you've been involved in evil, you try to rationalize it. You try to make excuses for it. The flesh is strong. The best thing to do is just repent, all of us, for not doing our job, for not fighting hard enough, and to commit ourselves the fight against the globalist. Okay, I guess John and then Michael and then Reverend Martin and Rhonda and Mike. Who's up next, Mark? Okay, Michael in Florida. Go ahead, you're on the air. Or maybe not. Yeah, put him back on hold. He's got his radio up. As soon as you're done with that, we'll bring you up there. Go ahead, Michael in Florida. You got your radio down? No, he does it. We'll put him back on hold. Let's go to Reverend Martin in Mass. Reverend Martin, go ahead.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good.
I was just listening to you. I know. I just wanted to tell you, you were woken a spirit in me. I served in the Army for 7 years. I was in Vietnam and all. But I hadn't been listening to your program, and a friend had told me to listen to it, and I started listening to it the past couple of days, taking down notes and everything, and I passed on all kinds of information to people. It's something I've been preaching for a long time, and now to know that somebody's there, to just getting this out, because you look at these people, they get up there and they promise you the world, and you see what they really stand for, and it's not right. Like you were saying, the evil. I mean, the evil is in this world so bad.
Sometimes, Reverend, when something is so close to you, you can't see it, you just got to back away from it or see it from another angle. I mean, both the presidential candidates are members of a hereditary generational Satan cult, and that's admitted. We just calmly have devil worshippers running for president. Any comments?
That's true. I mean, I went on, I was looking up some things online on the Illuminati and all the skull and bones, and it gives all the names of who the people are and all. And when you look at them and see it, start going back in history and realizing this has been going on for a long time, and now people are starting to stand up against it and for the Lord and. I just ask God to bless you and your family in every way. You're doing such a great work, and that's about all I can say.
Well, thank you for the call. And look, all I can say is I'm doing my duty. Duty's mine, consequences, that's God's. And, you know, my job is simply to get people to awaken. We're all Paul Revere's. I mean, we know the threat's here. It's been so creeping. Now it's right on top of us. Redcoats aren't landing, folks. They're knocking down our doors. They're knocking in our minds. They're taking our souls. You know, the Bible talks about the Antichrist, the kings of the earth, trading in men's souls. And really, somebody who doesn't care about New Jersey legalizing cloning past birth for body parts, I mean, they don't have a soul. They lost their soul. That's why people can sit here and watch 45 million abortions and all this and not think it's a big deal. These are soulless creatures. They're dangerous. And their hordes are increasing. Hordes of these people. But at the same time, those that were lukewarm, those that were on the fence, more and more of them are activating. Their minds are turning on. They're seeing it now. We'll be back with more calls, more news. Stay with us.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster as a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Make no mistake, if we weren't here fighting this, if you weren't out there doing what you've done, we would already be in a much worse situation. Let's go back to the calls. Next up is Michael in Florida, then Rhonda and... Mike and Don and Jim and others. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, Alex, I've listened to you for quite a while. And number one, I wish you'd get on the XM radio, and that way more truck drivers could hear your broadcast.
We have tried. We've tried to get on Dish Network, all of it.
Well, if anything I could do to help you, I'd be more than happy to do so, because your broadcast is very, very important to go ahead and educate the truck drivers, and they will definitely educate the rest of the country. As you know, a truck drivers run this country, basically. Without them, the country stops. But what I wanted to call you about is, have you ever heard of the destructive beam? It's a new thing the government has. Well, I'm using a buddy's cell phone, and
well, that's okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, if you could investigate it, it's a destructive beam, and what it does is the same thing as a that thing that they shoot people with. The cops shoot them with it, and it disrupts their body functions.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're talking about non-lethal weapons, which are training devices to train the police to engage non-violent folks that don't like their pension funds being taken, their land being taken. That's what they've been training for decades. They have Humvees mounted with giant microwave dishes that can burn your skin or kill you or just hurt you. They have sound rifles.
Have you ever heard of the people that all of a sudden go into flames? I'm a ham operator myself, and I deal very, very heavily into frequencies. I'm a fanatic about it, and I have picked up phone calls from what they call hardline, actual wires, okay, without frequency.
I'll tell you why that's happening. They are now using data transfer over power lines, and a lot of weird stuff's happening. It's causing a lot of problems.
Yes, but I have dealt very heavily in frequencies, and somebody told me that the government has this device right now. They're trying to perfect it, but they have it right now where they can, it's a destructor beam. It's almost like Star Wars. They point it at you, they pull a trigger, and instead of the electrodes hitting you, it's just a frequency that disrupts your body functions, and it neutralizes you.
Thanks for the call. Look, they have sound wave rifles. They have different frequency systems. These are admitted. I don't know about a destructor beam, that particular term, but yes, they publicly have a lot of these systems they want to deploy against us. Rhonda in Missouri, go ahead.
Hi, Big Berkey. Well, I guess now since you've been working out, you're Berkey light, leaner but more powerful. Hey, I called my local school superintendent this morning, and because you're right, you know, we got to take action. With information comes responsibility. And I called him because I'd heard him say on the radio that he was getting a grant from the government for security of the children. So I talked to him this morning and asked him about it, what that entailed. And he said, well, you know, in case of disaster or whatever, there was different, you know, programs. He offered me the opportunity to take a look at that. I said that I'd appreciate that. I said, let me just tell you, you know, my concerns. I said, you sound like a good Christian man. But when I hear things of, like, the assistant Homeland Security Director on the East Coast saying, should we go into a red alert, that if you're out on the highway, you're going to be considered an enemy.
You'll have leave your house.
Right.
That's Sid Casperson, Gannett News Service, last year. Tell you what, stay there. We'll come back to you, Rhonda. And everybody else, we'll be back with the third hour. Stay with us, my friends.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light that allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.